I just started recording. Andre, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, so we will start with module number 2, the process of manifestation. This will also give us a formula to use whenever we want to manifest. And I will explain, because I've been testing manifestation for more than 10 years. Right now I'm 37. I first started using manifestation when I was about 22, 23, something like that. And I want to give you an example. So for example, at some point I wanted a car and I had a vision board. And in that vision board, I just put the car that was the car that I wanted at the time. It was a Volkswagen Passat, and I put like a picture with that car over there, because at the time it was a pretty cool car, especially for a young guy like me. And I was looking at it all the time. I was, you know, in a way, picturing myself in the car, and I was feeling excited. And I moved from that house. And I forgot about the vision board. I forgot about the picture. I forgot about the, in a way, the car that I wanted. And I actually ended up buying a much nicer car when it happened. I ended up buying a Mercedes ML, which was like better brand, nicer car, an SUV. So in a way, with manifestation, how it happens is that many times we get what we want. Other times, it can happen that we actually get better things than those that we initially wanted. And it's not something obvious. It's not something obvious because, like, you can imagine when you were a little young, you had some desires. You had some desires. And, of course, they changed. You wanted maybe this and this, and then you grew up and your ideas about what you wanted changed. So the formula that I like the most that I found is to decide what you want. Maybe you want a car. Maybe you want a certain amount of money in the bank account. Maybe you want a house. Maybe you want a lover. Or more lovers, I don't know. Maybe you want to have a certain body. And after you decide what you want, and you can make actually a list, no problem, you can visualize, you can picture yourself already having those. And notice how you feel. Get in touch with your feelings. No, get in touch with your excitement. Get in touch with your passion. Get in touch with your joy. And after you get in touch with those, drop the image. Drop the visualization. Just keep the energy. Just keep the inside information without the mental images. Because, like I said, it happened to me, it happened to others. Many times you get actually something better. Sometimes, of course, you can get something less, no problem. But maybe it's more relevant for your spiritual progress. Maybe it's something that you actually need. You want something, but you get something instead, and you figure out that is actually what you needed for your next phase of growth, to push you further, to become a bigger person. So I'll repeat the formula. Visualize in the present moment, already having and experiencing what it is that you want. Get in touch with those energy, with how you feel. Keep that energy for as long as you want, and drop the insistence that there is a particular thing or a particular way that things need to happen. Drop it. Just keep the emotions, keep the vibration, and drop expectations, drop attachments. Of course, the next step would be to act on what is it that excites you. So in a way, the formula is a bit more complete. Actually, I don't like this part. It's not a bit more complete. It's fully complete. The formula is fully complete when you also make actions. But sometimes you cannot act directly onto something that you want. Sometimes it can happen. Not so. Here. Okay, it's good that we have edit. So what is important about manifestation is that many times we have a bucket list. We want more items. Another important idea is to start acting on what is more exciting for you. So you can make a visualization, you can make a mental picture of what is it that you want the most. What is it that for you is more exciting? It's the most exciting. You can feel the energy, you can drop the expectations, and with that energy of passion, of excitement, just start doing things. It's very, very important to have no insistence, to have no expectations of what it is that you will be receiving or how it is that you will be receiving, because actually we have two components: the physical mind, which is present in our body, and the higher mind, which is in spirit. And the higher mind already knows what is the most beneficial way of giving us what it is that we need and how to push us further into infinity, so to say. For me, for example, I have a much better life than my goals when I was 16 were, in my opinion. I have a much better life. So if I was to remain fixed on the goals that I had when I was 16, I would have missed out on so many fortunate events, on so many beautiful experiences out of my life. And I'm pretty confident that actually my life will turn out even better than in my current dreams. Because sometimes the universe can think, so to say, can imagine way better things that would actually be for us, that would be something that nourishes our spirit, our soul, our mind much better than we can imagine with our limited physical mind. And it's important to remain humble and allow God and the universe to bring us, in a way, what they think is the most representative energy that we can create within ourselves to reflect in the best possible way the energy that we have inside. I can explain further the formula just to make sure, because that you fully understand it, because it took me a while to fully grasp it, to be honest. So the idea to create the most exciting pictures, visualizations, is to make sure that you can actually create the most exciting feeling, the highest quality feeling, so to say, the highest quality vibration that you can on the inside. That's the whole point, nothing else. Because once you can access the highest quality vibration, the highest vibration, the most exciting one, the one with the most passion, so to say, then the universe, if you can maintain that energy, has to match that excitement. Of course, it's also important to act on it, to use that energy, to integrate that energy, and to start making actions with that energy. Because in a way, manifestation is complete when you are doing actions. It's also important to meditate, but in a way, meditation is an action in itself. It's not like just sitting around and and doing nothing. During meditation, you observe, but we will talk more about that in a future module. So acting and doing is something that grounds the energy of your total being. Lao Tzu, one of the most famous spiritual sages, used to say, when you fully surrender to the universe fully surrenders to you. So in a way, when you allow the universe, you are humble with the universe, and you just like have an intention. Just give me the best that is for me. It will not disappoint you. In fact, it may surprise you in a very, very positive way. It will bring you something better than what you initially imagined many times. So that's why I'm not a big believer right now in having an insisting idea on what it is that you want. And I can talk about money, because money is one of my favorite subjects, because it's such a popular subject. Many people think abundance is a specific number. But there are many, many rich people that have such a busy agenda, such a busy schedule, that they don't actually have time to enjoy that money. They have maybe a big house, they have maybe a big gym, and they don't really get to use it. So they have the potential of an abundant life, but they don't really have an abundant life because they're too busy working. And there are people, I can give you an example, like a story that I heard. One guy from the West met a shaman from South America that was living from Western standards in poverty. He was living in the mountains, and he was saying, like, how can you live so poor? And he said, no, I'm so rich. Look at the views, look at the mountains, look at the nature, everything that I'm having right now. So in a way, it can be like that with abundance. I mean, it's not so important the number in the bank. It's much more important to feel good about what you have. And actually, the universe will bring more when you have this kind of vibration. It's like with food. It's not so important necessarily the amount of food or food that you have, because we are obsessed in our days with quantity. It's much more important how good you taste that food. How good does it feel? And I can give you some more examples from my personal experience. The best example is that I was having $1 million in my bank account, and I realized that I'm still afraid of poverty. I was like still feeling poor. So this is not the place where you want to be. And I was like, okay, this is something wrong with myself. I'm not saying $1 million is too much money nowadays, but it's still considerable. I mean, you're not that poor with $1 million. What people wrongly think is that by getting rich, you automatically become happy. And that's false. You just remain yourself with more amount of money, with a bigger amount of money. That's it. Nothing else. So it's important to take some time and allow introspection. Because once you start introspecting, you can get in touch with your beliefs, with your feelings, with your thoughts. And when it comes to wealth, realize in a way that if you are healthy, you are already half rich at least. Because you wouldn't sell an organ or a hand or a leg for a lot of money, right? I can give you the example. When I was having a lot of money in my bank account, and I had problems with my health, and then I realized, like, look, money is not that important. And it's funny that when you stop giving too much importance to money, somehow you're less attached to it, somehow it flows easier into your direction. I'm not saying you don't respect money. I'm not saying you have negative emotions. I'm just saying that things don't manifest when you are attached to them. Things don't happen. That's why in Buddhism, it's very, very important to lose attachments. Because when you have obsessive energy, it becomes negative energy. And the mirror, the universe, the reality, stops reflecting the abundance, but starts reflecting the lack of. Because any time we are obsessed, actually we have fear that we might be losing out. And the universe just says, yes, okay, you'll be losing out, no problem. Your wish is my command. So that's why it's very, very important to not be insisting on how the outcome should look in the process. You should not be attached to a specific result. So I'll just give an example to money. So just imagine whatever amount that you think will satisfy you when it comes to money that you already have in your bank account. If it creates more exciting, imagine using those money to buy the house, to buy the car, to buy what it is that you want. And imagine having those. And imagine how you feel. And that's the highest feeling of abundance that you can actually create. And then just drop everything else and keep that feeling of abundance. And the universe, if you can maintain that feeling for long enough, the universe will have to match it, because everything in the universe is vibration. Everything is energy. Situations will appear. Events will happen. Many times unexpected. That will give you the opportunity to create the reflection of that abundance on the outside. When there is that feeling and vibration of abundance already on the inside. And that's the fastest way to get results in manifestation that I am aware of. With a love life, with your love life, I can repeat the same exercise. Picture the perfect partner or partners or whatever it is that you desire in your life. Whether it's lovers, whether it's friends, just picture the best scenarios where you feel truly loved. And notice and observe how these make you feel. And keep that feeling. Drop the images and keep that feeling. Do it for as many times as you want. And it's funny, but sometimes you will see that maybe the same images will start being so effective and you will see new images. So that's another point that that one particular scenario is not necessarily, so to say, the final result, the final response to what is it that you want or what is it that you need. The feeling, the vibration is more important. Work on amplifying that, because the universe respects 100% the vibration, will match your vibration. And will give you that representation in your life. And don't insist on when it has to happen, because that insistence comes from fear. Because maybe you don't fully believe that it will happen. Just drops all kind of way of trying to control it. Because we feel the need of controlling when we actually have fear of not having power. Look at nature. Nature doesn't insist with anything, yet everything gets done in perfect time. Allow yourself to be like that, to flow. Just focus on having the most intense vibration as most as possible. Ideally, 100% of the time. I cannot have it myself 100% of the time. I'm still working on it. That's why most of my time right now I'm meditating. I'm still doing things, but most of the time I'm meditating to make sure that the vibration I'm having is the highest I can have. And I notice myself that the more I can keep the vibration of abundance inside, the faster things start to change around me. So that's actually the way to speed up things. But don't force it. Don't work with insistence. Don't work with force. This is not how energy works. Energy is like water. Allow it. Allow it to come. Maybe there are some questions or some ideas?
Yeah, sure. I would like to know more about this concept of vibration. You talked about it in the last module as well. I'm curious on what exactly is high vibration and low vibration when, and what's the connection to manifestation?
Sure. So we always have a total feeling within inside us. For many of us, that feeling is a bit confused because we have mixed feelings, so to say. We have a bit of joy, a bit of sadness, a bit of guilt, a bit of other feelings, a bit of rage maybe for some. And in a way, through meditation, you can observe and you can become more aware of the different, so to say, forces, emotional forces that are within us. And that's why in spirituality, one of the first objectives is to achieve peace of mind and peace of emotions. Because once you do that, you can unify those forces and much faster you can make progress after that, much faster. So, and that's actually the whole idea, to be able to, in meditation, to go beyond thoughts. Because the consciousness is structured like in a pyramid, so to say. At a lower level, you have the thoughts. At a higher level, you have the soul, and the soul has those emotions, has those feelings. And once you can go beyond your thoughts, once you can have a still mind that doesn't just come with ideas like a monkey, you can much better observe and become more and more aware of your sensations within the body and of your emotions. And after you can unify those forces, you make much more progress in the spirit, which in a way gives you access to working with your deepest beliefs. And I can give you an interesting example. We always have emotions because of specific beliefs. For something that we don't have a definition of, we cannot have an emotion. So the best example is like, feel something about whatever. We don't feel anything if it's not something familiar, if it's not something that we already have some concepts of. So our subconscious mind and unconscious mind is structured at a less deep level. You have the thoughts. At a deeper level, you have the emotions. At an even deeper level, you have the beliefs. And I already said that the beliefs are the bricks of reality. And that's even demonstrated by placebo and nocebo, of course. So what you believe fully becomes a reality. Where I'm working the most right now is in the soul level, the emotions level, because 90 something percent of the time I have peace of mind, and I slowly become more and more aware of my beliefs, and I try in a way to just drop my beliefs, to just give them more and more to the universe, to become a better conduit of energy and to accelerate my energy and my vibration. So it's important to take some time to introspect and meditate, to first relax your thoughts, to get to a place where you have less and less thoughts that are just disturbing you, so you can become more and more aware of the emotions that you have in yourself. And once you have those emotions, you can ask the question, what would I have to believe to feel the way I'm feeling about this or right now? And you can discover the belief. And once you can discover that definition, that thing that you think through your physical ego that it's the truth, you can ask another question. Is that the ultimate truth? And many times you'll discover that it's actually false, that it's not the ultimate truth. And once you have the conscious realization of that, you also install in a way the awareness over that section of your consciousness, and everything will change, including the reflections, including your experience of reality. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. And I would have a follow-up for a beginner meditator like me. Do you have any recommendations of guided meditations or meditation tapes or something like that?
I think guided meditation has its purpose, especially in the beginning, to give you a roadmap into becoming more relaxed. But I wouldn't do that too much. I think the best meditation is when you can stay relaxed. You don't have to stay in a lotus position or something like that. I mean, if a lotus position is something that makes you very, very comfortable and makes you feel very, very relaxed, you can do that. But for myself, for example, that doesn't work, so to say. So I just prefer to stay as comfortable as possible, have silence, and put all my focus on the inside. In case I need an anchor point, I focus my energy on my lower belly, which in Taoism and in Buddhism, it's called the dantian. So this is a place that stores energy and rotates energy. And it's also the center of our immune system. And it's also the center of our power. Even in martial arts, when you do a move, you focus on the lower belly to center yourself. It's also the center of our sexual energy. So you can observe the inside. And if you want an anchor point, because there's like too much movement, there's like too much turmoil on the inside, you can just observe and put your attention in the lower belly. Two fingers below the belly point. One and a half, two fingers, something like that. Do you want to expand with something about that?
No, that's just what I wanted to say. I will try that. I've only tried guided meditations, and maybe that's what I need to do to keep it simple.
Yeah, guided meditation is a good way to start, so to say, from a place where you learn how to relax more and more your body. Because one of the purposes of meditation is to become as relaxed as possible. And with guided meditation, you can achieve that in the beginning. However, you won't make so much progress after a while. It's much more important to face the present moment, to see exactly what happens right now, right here, on the inside. To calm your thoughts, to calm your emotions, to get into a place of more relaxation and of more inner peace. And it's much easier and faster and much more effective after that to transform your consciousness fully from the inside out.
So do you recommend meditating before the formula of manifestation that you recommended?
I don't use the formula too much, to be honest, right now, because right now I'm meditating most of my time. But I know it's something that most cannot do given their circumstances of life. When I was in the beginning, I was allowing myself to have 10 minutes time in the morning, 10 minutes time in the evening to visualize and to feel the energy that I'm feeling when I am with the results that I want in my life. And to, in a way, transmute my energy to feel more and more that energy of abundance. Right now, I'm in a point, and you know it, that I don't have to work so much. I care the most about my spiritual progress. And I still envision things that I want, but I envision them only with the purpose of influencing my current state of being. So I'm a bit more advanced with that. But for beginners, you can decide how much time you have, how much time you can allow, and you can split that time between doing the manifestation and the formula and the meditation. And actually, these two will start to unify more and more. And what do I mean by that? Once you meditate, you'll observe, okay, I have this kind of beliefs that I have a lack of abundance in this area. And then you almost automatically can do the manifestation formula, like, okay, let's envision myself how I would feel if I had these results that I'm wanting in the present. And you do that. And you feel those results in the present. And you will feel that there's new emotions, there's a new energy. And that energy to integrate more and more with yourself. So in a way, you can actually do both. Not at the same time, but I think they work very, very well together. Does that answer?
Yes, that answered my question. I think I will try exactly this formula, as to say, to start with meditation and get into a higher vibration, if I'm correct, and then get to the manifestation formula. Thank you.
You're welcome. So any more questions? Because this module, it's dedicated to the formula and to explaining the formula. And of course, we touch on some things that are meant for future modules, but it's not a problem. We can talk about the important stuff for as much as it is needed in order to fully understand and to start using them. So more questions, please. Sorina, Andrei.
So you talked about going after the things that excite you in life. But after you achieve all your goals, everything that excites you, how do you find a new thing to focus your powers on? How do you know what is the best thing to focus on after you already have everything you want?
Actually, module number 9, we will talk about how to progress after you already got what you wanted. So we have a module dedicated for that, module number 9.
All right.
So I'm not sure how much content I will have, to be honest, by then, you know, because I think the content is pretty simple. However, it's very, very easy to screw it up. So it's important, in a way, to really see this kind of ideas from all perspectives. Right now, for me, it's rather simple because I'm focused on the moment. I have no thoughts most of the time. I'm just looking at my vibration and I'm processing any sorts of negative energies. I'm neutralizing them, and I'm right now in the world. There's a lot of turmoil. I mean, I can sense that the energy is a bit messed up, and I'm sure I'm not the only one noticing with this COVID situation and stuff like that. And I'm neutralizing any kind of negative emotions, and I'm doing my best to raise my vibration to feel better and better. And I'm in a place where I achieved peace of mind most of the time, and I'm implementing more and more joy in my life. That's my next emotion, so to say, that I'm integrating more and more in my physical state, the state of joy, which comes naturally. You allow it and it starts to come. And of course, when you have the vibration of joy, things that you can enjoy start happening, like a lot of things, trust me.
I had another question about the formula. How long am I supposed to visualize a goal before I let go of it? Is it an hour, a day, a week, a month, etc.?
It's not so important, the visualization, for the sake of the exercise of visualization. I mean, what is more important is actually being able to place in yourself the feeling of abundance with as much power as possible and for as long as possible, if it makes sense. So everyone is different from that regard. For me right now, I don't need a lot of visualization. I just have a small representation, a small symbol, and I focus a lot on the emotion. If it makes sense. So I know that other courses just say, when other people just say, focus on the image, look at the image, look at, and I think that's very, very slow, actually. It's very, very slow, because you become attached to those images, and maybe they're not the most efficient way that things should happen. And I give you, the example of the car in my life, right? I had like the vision of a Volkswagen Passat in the past on my vision board. If I was attached to that, why would I get a Volkswagen Passat when it was much more exciting for me to get a Mercedes, an SUV, if it makes sense? So people get very, very obsessed with specific results. And actually, this is insistence. Because many, many times, the universe has a much better idea of what would excite you even more. But it's like a mirror. It waits for you. It allows you to be able to first grow into a position where you can actually receive that. It makes sense, Sorina, for the visualization thing?
Yeah, I was just thinking if maybe you have any tips for impatient people like me. I'm usually very impatient in every aspect of my life. So waiting for that manifestation to work seems very like a difficult task for me right now. So do you have any tips in that regard?
Well, it's a common theme in patients nowadays. I mean, it's not something to say it's something rare. Actually, it's very, very common. Because we're used to live in a society where we want this now, and we get angry if something is delayed by a couple of minutes. So it's all about getting into a more peaceful state and understanding that in a way we have to allow the universe and allow God to set up the timing. Is in a way, it's about humbleness, understanding that we don't possess infinite intelligence like the universe has, like God has. We have intelligence, but it's still limited from the physical experience that we currently have. So it's much smarter to allow the universe to set up the timing. And I can give you an example, right? I mean, it takes one woman 9 months to make a baby. Nine women don't get it done in 1 month. So it's sometimes it is like that. And another example is that most people, let's say you can go on a mountain, right? many people will be like, okay, I'm just obsessed about getting to the top of the mountain. I want to be in the top of the mountain. But what about the trip? What about the experience you're having getting there? Because my belief right now is that everyone will eventually get everything they want in this life, in other lives, etc. I think at least equal as important will be the story and the process of how you got to it. Why rob yourself of that? Why should anyone take that from you? What about the trip? It's like in a movie. Why make the movie less than what it can be by bringing spoilers? If it makes any sense. Why should you ruin your experience? Are you satisfied with my answer?
Yeah, I understand the point. Just focus on the experience and everything will come. You just talked about past lives, and I remember you talking about past lives in the last module as well. And I had a question about that. Do you believe that being in touch with your previous lives helps you become better at manifesting?
Well, I think the most important focus is the present. I mean, from my studies, what happens is that, yes, on a higher level of our being, we split into multiple lives that from a timeline perspective, they happen in the past or in the future. That's how you can actually have access to future lives, because everything exists in the present. But it's not your life directly. It's your life at a higher level that right now you are not aware of. So in a way, it's not so relevant to your present experience. When it becomes relevant, you'll receive more information about your past life or about your future life. And chances are you are having hundreds of those on an oversold level. But what is relevant is the present moment. Just focus on the now. Simplify things.
All right. Thank you. I'll let Andrei ask other questions now.
For the moment, I don't have any other questions.
So would you start working with what I said? I'm curious. Andrei?
Yes. I find it very interesting what you said earlier, especially about visualization. I didn't know anything about it until now, and I will try it.
Like I said, people put maybe too much emphasis on visual things, on visualization. And I'm not saying that's something bad. I'm just saying that it's just a way to get to the means. It's a tool. It's nothing else. It's just a tool. So you should use visualization to help you get to the highest vibration that you are possible of feeling in the present moment. So that's how this tool should be used by someone who wants to get to results in a much more effective way. Because we care about efficiency right now, nowadays. We want to be as effective and as efficient as possible. So if you want to get that effectiveness, you should use that visualization as a tool. Like, okay, so what would make me excited? Maybe, I don't know, driving a fast car, you know, and you just, or like having a luxury car, driving in the city, or with a nice girl around you, or with two girls, or what, I don't know. It's you who has to decide what makes you excited. And you visualize that, but you take that visualization to as much as you can to just amplify your present state, how you feel on the inside. So that's how I say it's a tool. Because what matters is the vibration, how you feel on the inside. That will create the results. That will create the resonance in the universe, because when we have a a feeling of vibration on the inside, we all the time cast a signal in the universe. And the universe matches our vibration inside, reflects that vibration with something that is in resonance with that, with something that matches that signal. Does it make more sense now?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
So, I mean, if you want, for the sake of having some more content, you can open up and tell me one of your goals. What would be like the most exciting thing to happen to you right now? What would be like one of your purposes?
For the moment, buying a car.
Buying a car. So what is your ideal car?
Alfa Romeo Giulia.
Okay. Can you imagine like what would be the most exciting thing about having access to that car?
Yes, it is. It has a different presence on the besides other cars. Let's say it's more beautiful, in my opinion.
But can you have like a movie in your own mind where you use that car in the most exciting way for you?
No.
Why not take that further? Like, you know, just imagine yourself driving that car or having the, you know, get to the perfect state of being, get to the perfect feeling.
All right.
And maybe you can tell us, you can share so we can give some more examples to the people that will learn from this module.
Let's say you don't have imagination. You can't imagine yourself in this, in the car. What do you do? What can you do?
Well, just think about the most exciting thing that will happen after you own that car.
All right. It's about the speed, the way the people will look at you after you have the car. This is what you are referring to.
It's your excitement in a way. I mean, you should be able to envision and get to a situation that would make you feel as joyful as possible. That will give you the highest amount of intensity and the longest lasting emotions.
I see. Let's say I'm on the highway driving this car because it's a sports car, and the speed you can get with it and the emotions.
You can almost make a movie right now, right? When you say those things, right? You can envision yourself doing that, right?
Yes, holding the steering wheel, looking at the road.
Okay, take that movie to as much as possible to a point where you get the most exciting emotion on the inside.
All right.
Drop the images, drop the movie, and keep the feelings.
All right, and I have to say what I feel right now, or?
Why not?
Ah, all right, excitement. Excitement is the best feeling to describe it. Maybe happiness.
So that's the physics of it. Whenever you have those feelings on the inside, the more intense it is and the most prolonged you can have them, the more you will send the signal in the universe that the universe will match, will have to match. So that's why I think we're always manifesting, because we always cast out a feeling. We always have a feeling on the inside. But the universe, of course, being like a mirror, just matches back what it is that is inside.
I see.
So if you feel sad, the mirror says, yes, reality is sad. Your wish is my command.
Can our visualization influence others?
From my knowledge, no. Our vibration can influence others, but our visualization is just a tool.
Okay.
But our vibration, how we feel, I mean, you noticed it, right? When you are around excited people that are very, very excited, it can, you know, it can raise you up. When you're around people that are very, very sad and depressed, it can bring you down, you know? So actually, vibration, energy is what matters, because that creates the impact in the universe. Even Nikola Tesla said, I mean, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, is frequency and vibration. These are the secrets of the universe, frequency and vibration. That's what Tesla said. I mean, I can look for the quote by him, but it to me, it sounded very interesting.
On a similar note with what Andrei said, do you think you can manifest a specific person back into your life, like maybe an ex-boyfriend or a family member?
Well, you could do that. However, I found that, in a way, maybe someone better will come along. Honestly, I mean, that's my personal experience. I mean, I had moments in life where, I mean, I broke up with somebody that I really cared about. And in that immediate moment, I wanted that person back with all my intention. And after a while, after some years, I realized, look, that was not the best person for me. That was not the best person. So Dalai Lama said, sometimes not getting what you want is an incredible, is incredible luck. So it depends, because that's the problem with obsession. We tend to give extra meaning to specific things and events because they actually touch our personal ego, you know. So the physical ego doesn't like to suffer, so to say, and wants to control things, the physical ego. So in a way, it's good to understand that the physical ego doesn't know everything and is not built to know everything. The physical ego is built to allow you to have a physical experience, because everything is within us. We are all consciousness. Physical reality is like a dream. Just a, so to say, slower vibrating dream, that it gives us the illusion of reality. The experience is real, but physical reality is not. And even physics, they understand that. Nothing exists without the observer. It's just a potential of probabilities. So maybe you can look, you can make a self-assessment. So, for example, I'll just take the example, because, I mean, I understand it. Like, we know, I know many people that are in that position. Like, yeah, I wish someone that from my life used to be in my life and I want them back, blah, 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 blah. Or I wish to have, to basically, to have that experience back. But what is it about that specific person or event that happened in the past that you want it back? Couldn't you find someone or something even better? Because to be honest, if it was meant for you, it would still be here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But do you think, I mean, I'm trying to think how free will factors into this. So let's say, for example, my ex-boyfriend manifests me back into his life, but personally, I don't want to be back into his life. How does that function? That's why I asked, is it possible or not?
Well, it's possible if you match his manifestation by your free will as well. So from my knowledge, you cannot possibly control other people with that. You can control yourself and you cannot control other people. Everyone lives actually in a discrete universe. So we actually live in parallel realities. Your reality is built from your own consciousness point. So yeah, if you decide to be influenced by that, knowing that, okay, my ex-boyfriend tries to manipulate energy into making me back in his life. I mean, if you actually start to believe that it works, maybe it will work. But if you understand that it's your free will, it's your decision that will matter, you may want or not to be with him again, but it's totally up to you. It's not up to him, because it's something that is about you. So you have free will to decide exactly what it is that you want. So it cannot be forced like that.
All right, thank you.
Is there anything else related to that question?
No, I think that was the main idea that I had. How does the power of manifestation work with free will and your, I mean, if you can influence someone beyond their own wants and needs, I guess.
No, not really. Not really. That's why sometimes being too specific doesn't help either. I mean, you should always look at what gives you the most exciting feeling and drop the visualization, drop the perceived ideal situation. Because it happens many, many times that something even better can come along. Other questions?
I was curious because I think many people are looking into manifestation exactly for this. If you can manifest getting rid of an addiction like alcohol or smoking or drugs, etc.
I think that's not necessarily the idea of manifestation because, I mean, it's more of meditation, maybe. It's more of meditation. And in a way, manifestation and meditation go very, very well together. Because, I mean, manifesting is basically receiving something that you don't already have. Here we talk about an addiction. It's something that you do. So maybe introspection is much more useful for that situation. Like, look, what am I getting out of this? I mean, do I honestly want to stop it? I mean, if you honestly want to stop it, you will stop it. But if you don't honestly want to stop it, you won't. So you have to be truthful with yourself in this situation. If it makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Well, I think I'm done for the moment, unless Andrei has any other questions. I think after practicing the formula, maybe we'll come up with further questions about how it works.
Cool. Andrei?
No, I don't have any more questions. Thank you.
So I'm curious, will you both start using this tool to see what kind of results you can have?
Yes, certainly.
Yes, I definitely want to try it.
Is it something that excites you? Is it something that you want to do? Or it's something that you just want to try out and see how it works?
Personally, I've heard about manifestation from many other people and on many places online, but I never really had the drive to learn more about it. But now that I do, I think I'm actually really excited to try it out because it definitely can't hurt.
Well, you are manifesting either way. I mean, it's not like you can stop manifesting. It's just something that happens, whether you want it or not. You just become more aware after using that consciously why some things happen in your life that you don't prefer. Because if something happens in your life that you don't prefer, there's always something inside that causes that. There is an African proverb that says, if there is no enemy inside, there is no enemy outside. Andrei, what about you?
Oh, as I said, for me, this is the first time I've heard about manifestation. The first time I come up with it. I will certainly try it to see how it works for me. I remember that I've heard somewhere that Conor McGregor does the visualization thing with every match that he has. And he visualizes himself winning the match every strike he does. In which round he pulls down the opponent, and if it helped him, for sure it will help me.
I'm sure he cares the most about the feeling, how he feels when he does that. I'm sure about it. So, in a way, it's important to have that vibration, and also important, once you have it more and more and more and more, to act on it, to start doing things that are a match to that kind of vibration, you know? If it makes sense. So that's actually the complete formula. The complete formula is to integrate that energy, that emotion, that feeling of abundance inside and to start acting on it. In your case, it's easy. Just, in my opinion, of course, I don't want to, you know, just start doing better and better. And it will happen.
All right.
Let that motivate you, you know? And like into because... in a way, excitement is also fuel for energy. You know, right? I mean, when you're very, very excited, you have energy to do the things that you want to do better, faster, with higher quality. You know what I'm saying? You have more stamina, you have more resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else? So we are done for today.
I think that's it. Thank you for your time. And I will definitely try the formula out.
Okay, so let's have another call on Monday, same hour, and we go into the next module. Okay, have a good day. All the best. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.